Jill Wolf, 34 years old, February 15th, 2014, Chicago Cultural Center. And Kasia is my friend, mentor, and fellow advocate.
Kasia Loniewska, age 31. Today's date is February 15th, 2014, Chicago Cultural Center. And Jill is my mentor, my friend, my colleague.
So Kasia, tell me about your relationship to hepatitis C.
Well, I'm a patient. I was diagnosed with hepatitis C when I was 19 years old. And since then, so about 13 years ago, since then, been working on getting involved in being an advocate, being an educator, being a voice and a face for hepatitis C.
Tell me a little bit about the process of being diagnosed at 19, and now you are 31. The process that you went through in terms of from patient or survivor or advocate, and how you got to where you are at 31.
So when I was 19 years old and when I got diagnosed with hepatitis C, not knowing what hep C was, not knowing what it will do to me, living based on the society's information or the society's biases and lack of education and information, I thought I was gonna die. I didn't know or think that there is a cure. I didn't even know. I just knew that it was a liver disease and it was chronic and it was progressive, slowly progressive, but progressive. So I have to say, I just realized not too long ago that I think for a very long time I lived in denial. So although I knew that I was diagnosed with hep C, I didn't accept it and I didn't really do anything with it. And the lifestyle I was living at that time, too, wasn't very conducive to making healthy decisions for myself. So I have to say for maybe 5-6 years, the first 5-6 years of knowing my diagnosis, I really didn't do anything about it. And then as I started making better choices for myself and more healthier choices for myself, I started addressing it maybe first with my primary physician and then eventually getting involved in more self-education and training, just, you know, through people that I've met along, you know, along the path, really the last 2.5-3 years have led me to make a decision to go on treatment and speak up about it and not be ashamed of it, not be embarrassed, not be scared. So rather be part of the solution in bringing up, you know, hepatitis as a national problem.
Yeah. So tell me about you were diagnosed at 19.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, you said, 5 or 6 years before you started talking to your primary care doctor and living this, as you say, denial. Mm-hmm. And a lifestyle of that. Were you the one to... Well, let me ask you, how was it that you started to engage in this conversation with your primary care doctor after 5 or 6 years of being, as you say, in denial?
Well, I got clean. I got into recovery. So, you know, getting into recovery means starting to make better choices for myself. So went in and told my doctor, hey, you know, about 5-6 years ago, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C during a routine checkup. And I've never done anything with it. You know, what do I do? And she said, okay, let's, you know, let's get your viral load checked and let's get your genotype done. So even though she wasn't a specialist or a hepatologist, she kind of knew the very general. And that's how it started.
Excuse me. And what did you know at that point?
I knew nothing. I knew, you know, I started self-education a little bit through the internet and different sources, but there was so much information. I wasn't sure what is right, what is wrong. I started becoming maybe a little bit more open with people. So, for example, a therapist that I was seeing at that time, I mentioned to her, she connected me with an acupuncturist that, you know, used to have hepatitis C. And so that was like one of my first connections, you know. And then eventually got connected with, you know, more people. As I noticed, as I started becoming more open about it, other people were becoming more open about it. So we started connecting.
And as you became more open about it with other people in terms of talking about
yes.
it, how did you see your, I mean, you were battling a disease, you were battling a virus in your body. How did you see your body change in that as you became more open to it?
You know, physically, I have to tell you that I did not realize how hepatitis C affected my body until after I completed treatment.
And that you were cured.
Yes, and that I was cured. You know, we talk about hepatitis C being a symptomless disease, or that the symptoms are so general and it could be anything. So I didn't really, you know, I can't specifically tell you. And maybe that's partially why I lived in denial for so long, because I didn't feel any specific symptoms. But after undergoing treatment, 2011, 2012, and being cured, I found this newfound energy that I've never had before. And I saw that how I was feeling prior to treatment was not normal, you know, where I was tired a lot and didn't just, you know, at 25, when you don't really have the drive and you come home after an 8-hour work shift and you have to lay down and take a nap, that's not normal for a 25-year-old. I thought it was, because that's all I knew. So I thought it might have been the effects of drugs, you know, or whatever I was doing to my body.